This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Our next studio guest.
Yes.
We have Pamela Reid in the studio. Now, Pamela's been here a few times, but Pamela is always welcome here to talk about her current projects. Now, Pamela, you're obviously a local artist. You're here to talk about a particular project that you've been working on recently, and what currently working on. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me back, everyone.
Now, give us a little bit of a background on who you are, Pamela.
I'm supposedly retired person from the entertainment industry. David and I have a very long history. So I work on my own art these days. And that's it in a nutshell.
Right, okay. And you've had your own exhibitions. We just had the girls on from Gasworks, and you've had Gasworks.
I've had Gasworks.
Chapel off Chapel. Bendigo.
I've had Bendigo. I've got a feature wall exhibition at the moment on down at the Eagle's Nest Fine Art Gallery in Aries Inlet. Yes, I've had a few.
Right, okay. So this project, like when you first told me about it, I thought, I couldn't really get my head around it. But then as I've learnt more about it, it's the most interesting little project that you've done. Explain it to people.
Well, firstly, this brings in retirement. It's a rite of passage that you can start doing what you love. It is supported by the City of Port Phillip Cultural Development Fund.
Uh-huh.
And their main criteria is community. So I live in a small village called
Middle Park.
Is really, you know, Bayside, quite
poor. Very salubrious suburb, I might say.
You go to Bayside, but then that's another council. Right next door to St Kilda and Albert Park. Our village is really small.
Yep.
So it is a village. We all know each other.
As in the local shops and where the school is.
We're about a third of the size of Albert Park, really, in terms of traders. So everybody knows the traders. Everyone knows the mums and dads. Everyone knows the children. Everyone knows the dogs. And we all know each other. So that's my one love that I've had more chance to enjoy in retirement. The second is my passion for art is about children's art, and this is the really young children.
What age?
Oh, Earl, I think the youngest artist is about 18 months.
Uh-huh.
I love their free form. They don't see any boundaries. They don't care about colours or lines. And the reason most parents think their kids' work is beautiful, because actually it is. It deserves to be on the fridge.
Oh, and plus parents are proud of what their kids do.
Yeah, well, and the kids are, and all kids are creative.
Mm. So what have you done then?
So the idea is, the project's called The Village Artist. So in the tradition, European tradition of a village artist, which singularly would be me, you paint around the village. In this case, I was capturing, or we have a lot of heritage listed architecture.
Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, but so while I'm doing that, I just laid out a whole lot of art materials. So it was for all the little kiddies that just wanted to come along and paint. No rules, no guidelines. Mums had coffees and we just painted. And the end result is an exhibition called The Village Artists, which we're going to have for one night at our local bowling club, who also supported it.
Mm-hmm.
All the traders supported it, and they'll all be coming. I've framed all the children's work and mine, and it will all be formally displayed so that the parents can come along with the children. They'll all get to take their artworks home, so these don't have to go on the fridge. These can go on the wall, and then the traders will be given the ones I've done.
Right.
That's it.
And you've also taken photos as well of the traders, haven't you?
I had fun taking lots of photographs and capturing the environment, and that was put into a photo book for the council, which is to say this is what your grant's achieved. And it was lovely because all the traders loved posing and being in the photographs, and of course the mums love with their kids being it. So part of the grant was that all the parents have been given, you know, 5/7 of the photos of their children.
Right.
And the posters, they've all got copies of the posters. So there's all, it's all about, you know, it's all family and it's all Middle Park.
Right.
And how many artworks are going to be on display at the exhibition?
30 children and 10 of mine.
So 40 works yep. all up.
Yeah,
so
and big
exhibition.
I also had a fun day. The local primary school supported me. The principal and art teacher were good. So there was one lunchtime. I just went in before lunch, put all the materials down around the oak tree, no rules again, and all these kiddies just kept coming along painting. It was lovely. And so some of them took them home and some of them left them for the exhibition. That was their choice.
Right, okay. And, you know, like, it's just so wonderful that everyone's embraced it. And why wouldn't you? You know, because you're a local identity as well, but and you know the traders, but you've been showing the traders what you've been doing along the process, haven't you?
They love it. Yeah. And so I was able to go around and show them the book because I also gave them photographs of themselves that I took.
Yep.
So, you know, yeah.
Oh, it's a wonderful project. So can the general public come along to this exhibition on Wednesday?
Yeah, sure. It's the Middle Park Bowling Club, so their bar's open.
Yep.
And they've kindly given me part of the space, but that was where I was happy that it worked for them because if they've still got people playing bowls or people at the bar, it is only the one night for the very reason that it's 4 till 6:30 for the reason that the families are just post pickup, school, creche, kinder, and then they have to go home and do bath dinner and all that. But also so that when the traders finish and close up their shops, they can, you know, they can come over and have a drink and then if they like the works, they take them.
So, right.
Yeah. But of course it's the Middle Park Bowling Club, which is our very happy, friendly club, as you know, David.
Yeah, it's just such a wonderful idea and so it's such a great concept for you to think about and the fact that, you know, like, as you said, you've put so much time and effort into it that because you've done all the framing and, you know, like, and had to, you know, like, go through the whole exercise of getting the kids to paint and then you painting yourself as well. So are your pieces available for sale or...?
Nothing's for sale. That's part of the grant. They're all to go back to traders, so it's not the exhibition in that sense.
Right.
I have done a couple of extra works that I put in just deliberately to enhance it that I probably won't be giving to anyone and they may end up in another exhibition. It was just after I'd caught enough of the... There was only so much architectural aspect and then that I could do illustratively. And then I was finding... Photographically, I was capturing even more. So, yeah, there's just a couple of others that won't go back to the trade.
Is there a social media page that you've got that people can go and have a look at it?
I haven't created its own page because it's a local project, but I have my own Instagram, my professional one, which is Pamela Reid Art, PamelaReid Art. And I've been promoting that over the last couple of weeks. And in the next couple of days, there's more photos to go up and I might even put up some of the traders looking incredibly happy and participative. So I'm doing it that way, yeah.
Right. Sounds fantastic. And so it's this coming Wednesday.
This Wednesday, 4 to 6.30.
4 to 6.30 at the Middle Park Bowls Club.
Yep, which has the best bar, as you know. It's great, and it's, lovely long bar.
And it's actually inside of Albert Park.
Middle Park, if you get off
but it's in Albert Park, proper though, isn't it?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, but it's right on Middle Park Station, number 96 tram. You get off, go through the underpass and the bowling club's right there with a beautiful view of the city, too.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's a great spot, isn't it? It's all nice to get to as well.
Yeah, you've been there too,
I have been.
Yeah. So, Pamela, congratulations on this and you know, like, good on you. Job well done.
Yeah, it's been fun and thank you all for having me in again.
No, pleasure.
But thank you. You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.